Hello and welcome to episode 10 of Secret Grasp. Secret Grasp is a podcast all about the mysterious and difficult to explain aspects of life. We cover topics relating to the paranormal, occult, conspiracy theories, urban legends, and other strange occurrences. You can find us on all of the major podcasting apps, and all of the links are available on our website at secretgrasp.com. We've also got a video version of the podcast, which you can view on YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, BitChute. That's about it. So today we're going to be talking about the Mandela Effect. So what is the Mandela Effect? It refers to a situation where a large group of people believes that an event occurred when it did not, or they believe some aspect of history is different from reality and how it actually happened. So basically, it's a phenomenon where a number of people remember events, sayings, or images differently than they actually are. So how would this happen? There's a bunch of theories for this. I mean, the most obvious one is just that people are misremembering, or it could be common that somebody says something wrong and then they pass it on to the next person and it just kind of perpetuates itself that way. A bit more crazy of a theory is that we're actually shifting between alternate realities. People will use quantum physics or all kinds of complicated science to try and explain this. But basically, they think there's like multiple universes, and for whatever reason, at some point, we shifted over from a universe where one thing is the case until a different universe where something else is the case. So let's say, for example, this isn't a real one, but let's say Super Mario's clothes are red, and everybody knows that Super Mario's clothes are red, and then all of a sudden we switch over. And we're just like in another timeline where Super Mario's clothes are green. And they've always been green. Everything that has Super Mario in it has switched and they're all green now. That's like a really obvious example of how it would work. There is actually a little bit of evidence to back up some of these Mandela effects. Some of them are just like way off the deep end, but there's something called residue in the world of Mandela effects, and basically what this is, it's real-world examples that things used to be the way that people are remembering. So in my example, let's say that in like 99% of cases, Super Mario has all green clothes. Residue would be like someone found one screenshot or something where he used to have red clothes that assuming that it wasn't photoshopped or altered in some way, would suggest that reality actually has shifted. So the name Mandela Effect and the original Mandela Effect, it comes from people thinking that Nelson Mandela died in an African prison in the 90s. The reality, though, is that he didn't die until 2013. So I'm just going to go through like a huge list of Mandela effects, and you can see if any of these apply to you. Some of them, if you've heard of Mandela effect, you might have heard them before, but I don't think you will have heard of everyone on this list, so we'll see. So the most popular one for me and how I first heard about the Mandela effect, and I think this is the case for most people, is the Berenstain Bears. It's actually the Berenstain Bears, so it's instead of being spelled S-T-E-I-N as the last five letters, it's S-T-A-I-N. That's kind of a weird one. If you read the Berenstain Bear books as a kid, you'll have like a visceral reaction when you look at this too. It's really weird that it says Berenstain on all of the books and it just doesn't look right. Your brain can't comprehend that it's actually the case. Another one is in the Star Wars movies. Darth Vader famously says, "Luke, I am your father." But what he really says is, "No, I am your father." I haven't watched it enough to actually look for that. So, like, I haven't watched Star Wars in depth. So that one doesn't really apply to me. I just remember everybody saying that it's Luke, I am your father, but I've never verified that for myself. In Snow White, you think she says mirror, mirror on the wall, but actually She says magic mirror on the wall. That's kind of a weird one for me. I remember it being mirror, mirror. Everybody always said mirror, mirror when I was growing up. I've never heard anybody say magic mirror before until I heard of this. kind of a weird geography one. A lot of people are confused about where New Zealand is located on a map in relation to Australia. So think about it for a minute. Try and visualize. So you've got Australia. And where is New Zealand in comparison to that? And if you thought that New Zealand was north of Australia instead of to the south, then you would be incorrect. It's actually to the south of Australia. Go look it up. Go look up some maps on Google Images and see for yourself if you don't believe me. Next one. The Monopoly Man doesn't have a monocle. Despite, I remember in the Ace Ventura movie with Jim Carrey, he does an impression of the Monopoly Man, and he has a monocle that he takes off a guy from that. And there's a theory about this one that what people are actually confusing it with is the Planter's Peanut. He looks kind of similar to the Monopoly Man, but he does have a monocle. So could be that. There's another one. If you've heard of a movie in the 90s called Shazam, starring the actor Sinbad, it doesn't actually exist, but people think that it does. Now, I remember a TV show called Sinbad with a totally different guy, but apparently, I think there was a movie with Shaq that was something similar to this, but people swear that there was a Shazam movie with Sinbad in it, so... That's kind of weird. Okay, the Looney Tunes cartoons. If you're like my age, or maybe if you're born in the 90s, I guess you also would have watched Looney Tunes. But how do you spell the Tunes part of Looney Tunes? If you thought it was T-O-O-N-S, you would be wrong. It's actually T-U-N-E-S, like tunes, like musical tunes. That makes no sense to me, since there's really no music on the show, but it is what it is. Curious George doesn't have a tail. That one I could go either way on. I never specifically remember him having a tail. The Mona Lisa smile is less obvious than you think. I mean, I already thought it was pretty subtle, so that one doesn't really surprise me. Serial-related Mandela effect. This one's kind of like the Looney Tunes thing. So, Fruit Loop cereal, you would think that it was spelled the word fruit, how it's normally spelled, and then loops, how it's normally spelled. But the word fruit is actually spelled F-R-O-O-T on the box, which is very strange. The Febreze, if you know the handheld stuff that you like spray on furniture to get like animal smells and other stuff out. You'd think that it's spelt Febreze, like F-E, and then the word breeze, like a gust of air, but it's actually, there's only one E in the breeze, so it's like Febreze, which is really weird. I don't know why they didn't just make it spelled breeze. I don't know. Another pretty common one, everybody that I know remembers this Mandela effect. So the Fruit of the Loom clothing logo used to have a cornucopia on it, which is like the big wicker horn thing filled with fruit. But it turns out the logo is actually just like a pile of fruit. There is no cornucopia. But yeah, everybody that I know remembers it having a cornucopia. So that's pretty weird. Really old one. Before my time, if you know the show I Love Lucy, it was, I think it was in black and white. It was like around the same time as like I Dream of Jeannie and all that stuff. So the character Ricky Ricardo, people said that he had this like catchphrase, "Lucy, you have some splaining to do," but it turns out he never actually said that on the show. So I have no idea where that came from. People just made that up, I guess. Like, I don't know how these things spread around so far. Like, how does a line that a character in a show has never said spread through, like, a whole country, and people all over would attest to the fact that that was real? Joan Jett had a song, I Love Rock and Roll, and you might think the lyric is standing there by the record machine, but it saw him dancing there by the record machine, which is a bit weird. You would normally stand in the corner next to the record machine, not dance next to it, because then you'd be like bumping into it and stuff. But I don't know. A lot of the song lyric ones I don't necessarily attribute to Mandela Effect. I think people just misremember song lyrics a lot. Oscar Mayer wieners, hot dogs. You probably think that it's spelled M-E-Y-E-R, but it's actually M-A-Y-E-R. Like, I think the singer John Mayer is spelled with an A. Maybe I'm Mandela affecting myself about that. Okay, there's a brand of shoes called Skechers. Think about how you would normally spell that. Just like the word sketch, but E-R-S. Turns out, though, there's no T in Skechers. It's like Skechers, I guess. That one's weird. That's kind of like the Fruit Loops and stuff, or just like, why would they make their brand spelled so wrong? I don't know. Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. He never said that. He said life was like a box of chocolates. That one. So a lot of these Mandela effects, I think people fill it in with something that actually sounds better than the actual thing. So I think maybe that's part of the problem, because people, like, why would you say life was like a box of chocolates? You want to say life is like a box of chocolates? That's more referring to the future and stuff, as opposed to life was only like a box of chocolates in the past. Doesn't make too much sense. Speaking of chocolates, Kit Kat bars. There is no hyphen in the word Kit Kat, if Kit Kat chocolate bars. And Oreos, they have the double stuffed Oreos with twice as much icing in them. It is double stuff Oreo, and it's spelled S-T-U-F. So it's not double stuff with two F's, and it's not double stuffed. It's double stuff with one F. Cheez-Its, like little cheesy cracker things. They're not called Cheez-Its, they're called Cheez-It. Another Star Wars one. So the Star Wars movie, you know, there's like the big gold robot C-3PO, and then there's the little one R2-D2. So C-3PO actually has a silver leg, and most people think he's just solid gold, but yeah, he's got this one silver leg, which kind of can stand out strangely. I think that my theory behind this one, especially if you're just looking at still screenshots, I think the way the light reflects off it sometimes makes it hard to tell if it's silver or gold. But pretty much all of the C-3PO toys, they just have gold legs. I imagine it was just easier for them to use a single color. So maybe that's why people are confused. When they were kids, they played with the C-3PO doll, and it's got like two gold legs, so you assume that that's the correct way, when really in the movie he had a silver one. The silver leg doesn't confuse me. What really weirds me out about C-3PO is that sometimes he's depicted as having a red arm, and I never remember him having a red arm. Okay, so Flintstones, like Fred Flintstone. It's got two T's in it, the word flint and then stone. Some people say it's Flintstones with only a T in the stone and not flint. So they say Flint instead of flint. To me, that one doesn't really make sense. I've always seen it the other way, that it's Flintstones. It makes sense because flint is a type of stone. So yeah, to me, I've always said that. Kind of a weird one. People think that the color chartreuse is a shade of pink, but actually it's a shade of green. If you asked me before I read this, I don't know what I would have thought. I think I would have thought it was like a bluish green. Mr. Rogers, the kids' TV show. At the start of every episode, he sings, "It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, not in the neighborhood," which I guess makes sense. But yeah, I always thought it was the neighborhood. And last one, have you ever heard "Only You Can Prevent Forest Fires"? Smokey the Bear? No, his name's not Smokey the Bear. It's just Smokey Bear. Can't make some of these up. They're just weird. Like, I swear he even like announces himself. He's like, "Hey, it's me, Smokey the Bear, to tell you only you can prevent forest fires." But yeah, apparently it's just Smokey Bear. So there's some crazy Mandela effects for you. Hopefully at least a couple of those blew your mind. But that's all the ones that I could think of for now. So thanks for listening. The show notes and everything are on our website, and as well, it's got links to all the places where you can follow our show. And the next episode, I'm going to be talking about missing 411. If you don't know what that is, it's basically people going disappearing in the wilderness for really weird, unexplained reasons, and the situation surrounding it are quite bizarre. So be sure to check that one out. Also, subscribe to the podcast, share it on social media, or tell a friend about it, rate and review it. Since we're still pretty new, every little bit will help us out, so go ahead and do that. And that's it for now. We'll be in touch soon.